We're on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Tana, we have a Shvera Barais over here. Tana Rabbanon Yisrael Sha'omar LeLevi Maiser Yesh Lecha B'Yodi. A Yisrael tells a Levi, I was Mafrish Maiser for you. We're not chayish for the tumes meiser shaboy. Ku meiser yesh lecha biyodi chayishin letumes meiser shaboy. So the beraisa is very, very vague. Zok the gemore, my comma, what is the beraisa saying? Omar abaye ochi comma. Yisrael Sha'oma Lelevi Maisa Yesh Lecha B'Yodi. The Heilach Domov. And now he wants to purchase the Maisa. He says, I'm telling you, number one, I was Mafrish Maisa for you. And number two, I'd like to buy it off of you. Ein chayshin shema asoy trumas meisa al mokimacha. So we'll just say the way Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, and then we'll see the Zamayadika Rashi over here. So I don't have to be afraid. After the Levi sold it, maybe he made it trumas meisa. Maybe this Levi had meisa in his reshus that's tovel with trumas meisa. And maybe he said he would like to eat that maiser, that tovel or tumas maiser, but he didn't have with what to be mafresh tumas maiser. So now you told him he has maiser. So maybe he made this tumas maiser on his maiser, shetovel or tumas maiser. But since this Ben Levi does not know how much maiser he has by you, so he won't make a tumas maiser because he has to know a cheshbet. That is, if he doesn't know the Cheshbon, ain't Choshe Shishem also Trumas Maisa Mokimach. But what if I told this Levi, Ku Maisa Yesh Lecha B'Yodi, V'Heilach Domo? But what if I told him that you know you have a Kur of Maisa by me, and then I go and buy it off of him, the Yisrael buys it off the Levi. So now the Yisrael thinks, Shalom Al Yisrael, I was Mafrish Maisa, now I bought it back from the Levi. So the Baraisa tells us, no, don't eat this Maisa. Choshishin Shema Oso Tumas Maisa Mokimacha. Maybe after the Levi sold you this Maisa, he got money from you, then he decided to make this Tumas Maisa on his Maisa that he has. He had Maisa that's Tovul Atumas Maisa. He had 9 kul of Maisa that was Tovul Atumas Maisa. You told him you have a kul of Maisa Rishon Baruch Hashem. So he'll make this kul Maisa, Tumas Maisa on the 9 kul he possessed. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. Frag the Gemara Otto Bereshi Yaskino. We're speaking about Rishoyim. The Shokli Domi Mashle Trumas Maisa. This is a Chamamish. He goes and sells the Maisa to the Israel. He got money for it. And then later, after he leaves, he goes and makes the Trumas Maisa on his Maisa. This is a Rishis. The Braisa won't speak about Rishoyim. Now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Yisrael Sha'omar LeLevi. Kula Meforish Vazala, the Gemara is going to explain this. Maisa yesh lecha biyodi, shefrashti mitvuosi letzorchecha, I was mafrish tvua for you. This is your maisa. Veheilich domo, umaychreyuli, and then sell it to me. Venoto says domo, and he took the money. So he's selling back the maisa to the Israel. Ein chayshus Yisrael ze shema la'acher shemoche Levi. Maybe after the Levi sold it, also Levi ze tumis meisa al meise rache shoyle be beisoy don if to be khayish maybe made this trumes meiser and the meiser yes be beis the given to la yoda kama yes lay be yod since he doesn't know how much meiser he is lay up it lay trumes meiser he won't make a trumes meiser Abul Omar, Kul Maisa Yeshlocha Biyodi, but if he told them that you have a Kul Maisa, V'nosan Le'adomim, Osel Yisroel Zalecha Le'menu, he is not allowed to eat it. V'afilu Hifrish Trumas Maisa Le'koin, Afilu the Yid went, and from this Maisa that he bought, he was Mafrish Trumas Maisa, L'fichash Boine, Cheshino Shemo La'acher Shekim V'la'adomim, we're afraid, Levi, after, he got the money for selling the maisa. A soul a kulon trumas maisa al tisha kulon shiyesh loy bebeise maisa atobol a trumas maisa. Maybe later he decided to make this maisa trumas maisa. So Rashi had a kasha l'chayre. He sold it. He sold this maisa to the Yisrael. So he sold the maisa to the Yisrael. So how could he make it Trumas maisa? It's not his, it's the Yisrael's. So Rashi says, Bekiven deloy moshach, yochel lachzer halevi. Nope, there was a kinyan, there wasn't a mashiach. There's only a kinyan kesef. A kinyan kesef is, you can be choyza. So maybe the Levi was choyza. And from the Mecca, and he's making it Trumas Maisa. Va'af al pi shehu b'rishusoi shal Yisrael. Fakhtachashi, but it's in the rishus of the Yisrael, so let it be kain al tzchotza. L'chayre, so. Leikonu loima iso. But he wasn't kain it. Or maybe Rashi Midaf Bisha Bishusa Shay Yisrael then Mois is kaine. Lekonu lay Moisot. So it wasn't kaine. The Amos Kanye Hai Levi the Liknayul Yisrael the Kabbalah's Mois. When was the Levi ever kaine that he should be magnet? The Kabbalah's Mois. Hilkach Ki Choza Boy. So now we have to know that this Rashi is Chodim Neiraim. There are three Kashis, but they ask on Rashi. Rashi asks a Kashi, it's Bershusoi, it's Bershusti Yisrael, so let him be Koine. And let us perhaps say, we can learn two ways. Either Rashi means to ask al tzchotza, or perhaps Rashi means that the halacha is dachsach, if the chayfetz is b'shus the koine, then we don't say mois einem koines. Then mois is koine. So it's b'shus eishal Yisrael, so we should say mois koines. So, Asus, first Rashi says, let him be, there was no Mashiach, that's why he could be Chayza. Aitz Boshus Shal Yisrael. So Rashi says, you know, never belonged to the Levi to begin with. The Levi was never Kaine. So, if the Levi was never Kaine, so what was Rashi's Kasha? The Loi Moshach, and if he would be Moshach? I mean, Rashi all of a sudden opened up our eyes, you know, the Levi was never kind over here. I mean, he ever gave it to the Levi, he just was mafreshing for the Levi. The Levi was never kind. So fact the Taisus Arosh, and if he would have made, so the Levi was never kind, so if he would have made Mashiach, Mashiach would help, if it doesn't belong to the Levi. So the male, if he made Mashiach, Mashiach also wouldn't help. Rashi would seem to be saying that hey, if there would be Mashiach, no. He bought it, so then, but he didn't make Mashiach. And then Rashi says, but it's in his Rishus. So Rashi says, well, it will never belong to the Levi. It never belonged to the Levi to be Machnet to him. So how could he be Koine? So that's one Kasha, the Taisus of Rosh. So if it doesn't belong to the Levi, how can Mashiach help? A Kasha number two
if Rashi is pleasantly telling us that it never belonged to the Levi, it's how can the Levi make it Trumas Maisa? Sachapachad Neire. It never belonged to the Levi. The Levi was never kainit. So how could he make it Trumas Maisa? And number three, so how was the Yisrael Mekayim Mitzvahs Nesina? It never belonged to the Levi. He's buying it back already. We're just talking, we're only afraid of Zayt Gazat. About Kapana, it seems he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Nesina. So, Rashi is the Hashrek. So, by Emerson, the second Kasha we asked the Kasha, and if it doesn't belong to the Levi, Rashi says, the Amos Konya Levi, Liknayli Srobe Kabbalah Smoitz. When was he Koinet? So the Rashba asked the Kasha, so if he wasn't Koinet, how could he make it Trumas Maisa? That's this Kasha the Rashba asks. So the Rashba answers, the Kivan, the Einlai Baili Yisrael Hanoisen, Ella Tavis Hanon. Since the Yisrael, the Maisa doesn't belong to the Yisrael. He only has Tavis Hanon. Havalei Matone Muetes. So this is a Matone Muetes. V'yesh b'chazorosei mishum mechusore yamone. And if the Yisrael will be choizer, he's a mechusar amone. Is yochel hu lasoi say trumas maisa amokimacha. So that's why you can make a trumas maisa amokimacha. Now let's just try to explain what the Rashba is saying. The Gemara says in Perek Hazov, there's a difference between a matone mu'etes and a matone merube. A matone merube mutal achzabe, a matone mu'etes osal achzabe. Which means as follows. That if Reuben comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon, I'm going to give you a dollar. Fine. And Shimon's elated as he's giving him a dollar. Fine. Then the next day, where's the dollar? I changed my mind. So you should know, there's a din henshel of tzedek. You don't have any trust. He's mechusar amone. And that's when the Maram, there's a Jewish Maram, but he's a Roshe. I mean, he's not honest. Mechusar amone. Let's change the scenario that Reuben comes over to Shimon, no, I'm going to give you tomorrow $1 million. Same thing. Shimon comes the next day, photograph pictures and everything. $1 million I'm going to get. Changed my mind. Garnished. Matana merube. Yesterday he thought he'd give $1 million. Changed his mind today. So that's the halach. Matana muetes osa lachzabai, matana merube muta lachzabai. Now, this Yisrael told the Levi, I have a cool tvur for you. So that's a cool tvur. It's a big thing. Zuktoch the Rashba, but really, he's not giving him a lot, because the cool tvur doesn't belong to the Levi. He only has famous Hano. That is, he has famous Hano, the cool. So if he's saying, I was mafreshit for you, that's called a matana muetes. A matana muetes is also lachzer boy. So now he's not allowed to be chayzer. The yesh b'chazarosay mishum mechusar amone. So memele, if he'll be chayzer, he's mechusar amone. Is therefore yochelu lasay say trumas maisa amokimach. Therefore, he can make a trumas maisa amokimach. Now, what does that mean? So it could be that there are different dargis of bailus. Which means as follows, that the Yisrael was mafresh this maisa for the Levi. Halachically, he's not allowed to be chayzer. If he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. I mean, if he's chayzer, he's chayzer. But halachically, he's not allowed to be chayzer. So that alone, that the slavey, that there is maisa by the Yisrael that he's mechuyev to give to the Levi. He's not allowed to be chayzer. That is called a bailus. That's called a bailus. It's not called mine. We'll clear about the hilchas esrig. Could be it's not called my esrig. We'll give you the shaloyev esrig. But it's called I have a bailus. And I'd like to bring two rayas to this yesod. That there is a bailus which is created from that what Yen is not permitted to be chayzer. That's also called, I possess something. The Gemara says in Bav Metziya Daf Mem Chesemit Beis, Metaltali de Leikonile, if Yod Mois Einam Koinis, so the Gemara says, Metaltali de Leikonile, Ela Le Kibule Mishapora. He's only Koine, that if they have Charote, you're not allowed to have Charote, be Mekabo Mishapora. But let us be medayik the Lashna Gemara. The Leikoni Le, he's kind of Elulik, but it's a Kenyan, Lekabulim Mishapora. That's also called a Kenyan. Taisis and Bab Metzidav Samach Bezom at Bey says that someone gave money and I think they're speaking about that Yotzo Hashar. That Reuven gives money to Shimon. He wants to buy tefillah. Shimon doesn't have any tefillah, but you can go and buy tefillah now. There's a market. You can go and buy tefillah. So by Yotza Hashar, I'm telling you like this. Let's just see what is happening. Now you can get tefillah for a dollar or so. So I'm giving you now $10, you should give me back 10 sub. Now, the person, Shimon, the woman is giving Shimon the $10, so he should get back in 6 months 10 sub. Now, Shimon has no intentions of he needs to borrow the $10 now. In 6 months, 10 sub will not be worth $10. In 6 months, 10 sub will be worth, $60. It'll be worth more. So, Be'emesin, between you and me, this is a Pseshtikal Ribbis. This whole thing is a Pseshtikal Ribbis. I'm giving you now $10 for 10 so. He's going to pay back, and it's going to be worth, the 10 so will not be worth $10, it'll be worth $60. So Taisva says like this, Af al gav shalei Moshe achachitin. So Taisva says, even though this Reuven wasn't Moshe achachitin, ein ze ribbis, kiven shim hoya ba moiche lachze, havekoi b'mishe pora. If he'll be chayzer, so he'll be over mishe pora, Choshuv kinisyakru bershus leikeach. So it's like my tvue, Reuven's tvue became more expensive. Since if he won't give him back 10 so, he'll be eva mishapor, because that was the opmach. I gave you $10 for 10 so. So it's keilu, the Leikeach possesses the tensor now. Later, they're worth $60, so Bishusay Nisyaka. So we see also from Taisvis such a Musik. Since Imoye Ba Meicha Lachzer Havikoy Be Mishapo, Choshu Kinishaka Bishus. So it's called like it's his, because Yenna has to give him the tensor, or else he'll be able to Mishapora. So there is a bailus, that's lachay repshat in the Rajbe. There is a bailus of mechusar amona, it's also lachzer boy, so it's considered mine. And on that the Rajbe says, that so he can make a trumas maisa. He can make a trumas, the kash is actually, he has a bailus in it, he can make a trumas maisa. Now, this bailus lochayre is not a bailus gemura, but it's a bailus. It's considered. So it could be for trumas maisa there's a svare and a chaynem that you do not need a bailus gomel to make. Let's say to make, if you have maisa to make trumas maisa out of it, because be'emison the trumas maisa is bekoyach already in the maisa. That means I'm not. And it says ishki yagdish is beisay ma beisay b'shusay of kol b'shusay. You can't be magdish a house if it's not your house completely, because you can make it hegdish if it's not hegdish. Here, what I make for maisa trumas maisa, I'm not putting on a new kedusha on it. The trumas maisa, there's a potential trumas maisa in every maisa. I'm just being mavara that so much should be trumas maisa. The whole thing should be trumas maisa. So it could be you do not need a bailus to make trumas maisa. The Rabbi Maisa speaks as a svara filo in Yerushalmi. He can make hefke also. If you have tevel shel hefke, keep it mafresh truma without making it yours. That means that this is not, you do not need a bailus gemura to be mafresh, to make truma out of tevel. So here also, here from the Rashba would seem, you do need it. Rashba asked, if it's not his, so how can he make a trumas maisa? So the Rashba says, well, it's a mechusar amone. So mechusar amone is enough bailes to make a trumas maisa. Now, so Rashi is takashe, but he lost his bailes. He sold it. That was Rashi's kasha. Rashi, he sold it. So Rashi says, it's not his to be makna b'kesef. That's Rashi says this two times. The aim is kanye hay levi deliknaye li sro b'kabolas mois. The levi was never koine liknaye li sro b'kabolas mois. Zuki chazvei sotumas maisa chalolo v'ashem. It never became the Levi's that it says to be makne the Yisrael b'kabolas mois. So it never became the Yisrael's. What is Pshat and Rashi? It could be Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, I'd just like to mention a sabzavot that Rav Shimon says that perhaps we understand a little better this Rashi. Rav Shimon Bar Chaim is explaining, the Gemara says in Merube that if someone stole something, Shneim ein yecheilem lagdishay. Zeh lefi sheinei shaloi, bezeh lefi sheinei bershusay. The ganav can't be magdish, doesn't belong to him. And the nignav can't be magdish because it's not bershusay. So gneve is mafkia mershus hanignav, so it can't be magdish. It's brought down dachsach mir in Shulchan Aruch a case that Reuven stole a puta from Rochel. Right? Now he wants to marry her, but he didn't have a puta. Now he wants to marry her with this puta. But he says, she's masking. He says, but listen, there's a shikul problem over here, that before I marry, he has become my puta. Are you makning me the puta? No problem, I'm makning you the puta. Now then he goes and he marries her, and they're married. So Ratais Rab Shimon, but she has to be makning him the puta, and it's Eina Bushusa. He stole her from her. So how could she be makning him the puta? We just mentioned that Nignav cannot be Makne. So Rav Shimon says, there are Kinyonim mitzad the Makne, and there's Kinyonim mitzad the Koine. So Rav Shimon says as follows, Hegdish is a Kinyon mitzad the Baila. I'm making it Hegdish. If your Bailis is Shmach, you can't make it Hegdish. It's yours, but it's not Bishus. You can't make it Hegdish. Over here, the ganav will be koinet with hagbor, with meshicha. It's not that how will be koinet. Not you being maknet to me. I'm making a maisa kinyan on it. I need you to be maskim. Ain't it be shusay? It can also give a haskabe. That means if I need your hakno, if I need your hakno, it's not be shusay. It's not required to be maknet. But if I make my own kinyan, you should just agree with me. No problem whatsoever. This is Pshat Rashi. Rashi said like this, there was a Kenyan Kesef. There was a Kenyan Kesef over here. Now Rashi says Klo, that the lady, whatever the lady possesses, is not enough to be Makna B'Kesef. That's what Rashi says Klo. Rashi says, when was the Levi koined leknayu liYisrael bekabolas mois? It's not his to be matne be mois. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says it's not his to be matne be mois. That means kinyan kesef is a kinyan mitzad the matne. This bailus that the Levi has, he has a bailus over here. It's his because you're not allowed to be chayzel, so it's called I'm a shtickle bailum. But this is bailus, this is a grade B bailus. This is not a grade A bailus. To be makta bekesef, you have to be a better bailum. So it's not his to be makta bekesef. So when Rashi is the kash avabishu b'shusi, Rashi did not mean al tzchotze. Rashi meant, that even though mois ainum koines, if it's b'shus the koine, so then that if it's b'shus the koine, then mois are koine. Say that's a mistake. The mother's a chesed. That so not all chotza. Chotza could be bechlau to chotza shen mishtameres. That the problem was mois is koine when it's b'shus the koine. So Rashi says mois can be. It's not the levis to be makna with keset. That's if they would make meshiche. And it's a different story. So Memele, then I'm making it mine. The Israel is making it his. So all you need is the Haskama of the Levi. Whatever the Levi has, it can be maskim that I should get it back. So Memele, but there was no Mashiach, Rashi says. There was no Mashiach, there was only Kesef. There's only Kesef, the bailus that the Levi has in this Maisa is not sufficient to be Makne with Kinyan Kesef. Could be this is Pshat in Rashi. I'd like to just elaborate on one Nekuda Mu'am in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, "Lama tikno chachamim shlei mois koines gzeira shemayiten alekeach demeach heifetz." Maybe the lekeach will give money for the heifetz. For koinim shikachenu yeavid ba'ayinis kegen shetipol dleike v'yisachet. That means the he's giving mois, let's say for tvur. The tvur is brushus hamoicha, and then there'll be a sreifa. And the moicha will not bother to be matzel the tvur, since it's old already, it's not his. So therefore, lefikach imidu chachomim b'shus moicha, that it's still considered the moichas, and if there'll be a sreife, if there'll be a sreife, so memeilo he'll make sure to take care of it. Then it says later, Lefikachim hoyo beisoy shaloikeach sheyesh bayachayfet shenimka muska lemoicha. If the moicha was living in the house that belonged to the loikeach, and we do al din toyres shaymotzu eitzel beisoy v'yochel lahatzel. That means since this is his house, so we don't have to be afraid when there'll be a sreifa that his tvu will be burnt, because when there's a sreifa, the alarm is attached to the house of the owner, not only to the seicher. So if there ever be a seicher, he'll be around. So I don't have to be goyzer, shema yomele nisrefu chitecho baliyah. So lechere, according to this, in our, that could be was Rashi's kasha. Rashi's kasha was, it's b'rshusay shal Yisrael. So therefore, if it's Bershusay Shal Yisrael, so here you should zichah say Mois Koines, not Alf Chotzer. Could be talking about a Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres. But the kasha was, but since it's Bershusay, see, don't have the gzeir of Nisrefu Chitecho Baliyah. And that Rashi says, but there's no din of Kinyan Kesef. The Levi is not Bekoyach to be makne to the Yisrael Bekesef. V'av opishu b'shusay shal Yisrael, like konu loy mois, so he cannot, Rashi, you see, the Rashi start asking for mois. V'av opishu b'shusay shal Yisrael, like konu loy mois. The mois wasn't koine. So Rashi wasn't asking als chotzer. Rashi was asking that let the mois be koine. Like konu loy mois. The aim is konya hay levi de liknaya li Yisrael be kabolos mois. It doesn't belong to the levi to be makna with kesef. So l'cheire, that would seem that's the mashmois of Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Heilach doma, choshen shin shemo oso. Perish bekuntrus, Rashi says pshat, la'achar shekibol ha-mois, oso hi tumis maise. After he got the money, he made a tumis maise, because shalari, the la'achar shemochoi, eich yocho la'asoy soy. After he sold it, how could he make it? How could he make a Trumas Meiser? Olay Mechse or Meshicha Shrei B'Shus Yisrael Koi. So Rashi, so could be Taisvis is asking Alts Chotzer. Could be, that's not in Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis is asking Alts Chotzer. So let him be Koin Alts Chotzer. And that there could be an Eitzer it's a Chotzer Shein Mishtameres. Elo Yesh Leima. So that's the Taisvis has this problem. The Gemara means that the Yisrael is not permitted. The Yisrael is not permitted to eat the Maaser, because maybe before he gave him over the money, the Levi made it Trumas Maaser. That means the Yisrael approached him. He says, "You know, I was Mafresh Maaser for you. And I want to buy it from you." He says, "Good, I'm asking you should sell it, so please, I'm going to go home to get the money." And then he goes home, and in the meantime, the Yisrael says, "Oh, I have Maisa. Oh, I make the Trumas Maisa. Baruch Hashem, I make this Trumas Maisa." And then later, he takes the money and says, "Yeshikoyah." And so, Paul Rechotu Bershi asking the Shokli Domi, that they take money, Umashvalei Trumas Maisa, Perish umashvale kvartrumes meiser meikore. That means that's how the Gemara, this apsaroshe, previously, mashvale means before, he's taking money, and before he had already made it, trumes meiser. Otto Bershi Askino. Zog the Gemara weiter. Elo omara mesharshie, bereide ravidi. So, this pshat in the Barais is absurd. Big deichik. So you have to say a new pshat. Hochi koma, Yisrael sha'omar leben Levi, maise la'avicha biyodi. My father was mafrish maise for you. And now the father died. So it's by me the maise, but I'm telling you it's for you. Heilach domov. So so I want to buy it off of you. Ein Chayshishin, Shema Osoi Oviv, Trumas Maisa Al Mokimacha. His father did not make it Trumas Maisa Al Mokimacha. Kul Maisa La Avicha Biyadi, Beheilach Domo. Chayshishin, Shema Osoi Oviv, Trumas Maisa Al Mokimacha. Now let us see Rashi. He says, that speaking about Yisroel Shomel ben Levi, Maisa la Avicha biyodi. That what? That I have Maisa for your father. That means I told your father I was Mafresh Maisa Rishin for him. And now, Heilach Domo, I want to buy it off of you. So Pshat is, that the Levi's father possessed Maisa, Rishay, and now the Levi's father died, so now it belongs to the Levi, and now the Israel wants to buy from the Levi this Maisa. So the shaila is, but maybe the Levi's father made it Trumas Maisa already. Who knows what the Levi's father did with it? So if the Levi's father knew how much Maisa there is, he told them, Kul Maisa Yesh Lecha B'Yodi, so then I have to be afraid. Maybe the Levi's father made it Trumas Maisa, because he knows how much it is. So he made it a Kul, a 9 Kul. But if the Levi's father was informed that I have Maisa by you have Maisa by me, but he never told the Levi's father how much Maisa there is, so the Levi's father would not make a Trumas Maisa, because he doesn't know how much is involved. So then, this Yisrael can purchase from the Levi's son, he can purchase the Maisa from him, he doesn't have to worry that it became Trumas Maisa. Let us see Rashi. Maisa lovicha biyodi, b'chaye ovicha hidati, shohoye loy maisa biyodi. I told him shohoye loy maisa biyodi. Right? So the Gemara asks, v'chinach shidu chaveirim litroim shaloy min hamukef. That means, what are you afraid of? The maisa is by the Yisrael. And the father was aware about it, that the Maisa was by the Yisrael, and we're afraid, if he knows it's a Kul Maisa, so he'll make this Kul, Trumas Maisa, on his 9 Kul. That's what you're afraid. The klal is, that by Hafroshes Trume, Trumas Maisa also, Lechere, it has to be, when you're Mafrish Trume, you have Tevel, and your mafrish achelik, this should be truman, this should be chulim, so it has to be touching one another, or close one to another. That's a din that ein mafrish nalamin amukir. It has to be close one to another. So how should you be choshet, this Levi's father, that he made the maisa, that is bebeis ha-yisrael, trumis maisa? It's in the base of Yisrael, so it's not close to his Maisa. So you should be the chinach shidu chaverim litroim shaloi min amukif. So mamela, that also can't be pshat in the Barais. Now let us see Taisvitz. Zog Taisvitz.
Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi we said. Oh no, we didn't finish the Rashi. Maisa licha biyodi, b'chay avicha idatim shayelai maisa biyodi. Mukif, samuch, when you're mafrish, tumas maisa, there has to be samuch. K'may ein makifin shtei chavius. You can't put together two chavius. Also, l'chava loima, tvui sheyesh li b'mokim ployni, tei trume alzu. Also, l'chava, this is a psentasam tadik. Chava shouldn't do this, psentasam tadik. Also, l'chava loima tvua sheshli bimo complaini te trumazu, shemo oisei sho eina behen, vimosi osi. So Rashi says, Goran anutam. Rashi says that the reason is because, how can you make this trume? Who knows? He told you 5 days ago that you have Maisa there. So now I'm going to rely what he told me 5 days ago. They can make this Trumas Maisa on my Maisa. Maybe it's not burning anymore. Maybe it had a fire. Who knows what happened? So Memele, so that is why you're not allowed to do it. And Rashi says, Apsachov is not allowed to do it. Let us see Taisvitz. Maisa lovicha biyodi heilach davo. Teimo. So Taisvitz ha-mur of the Kekashi. This whole thing of buying it is superfluous. L'chayre, the Gemara should have said as follows. I go over to a Levi. I said, you know, I had given your father, I was mafrish maisa for your father. And I told him, he has maisa by me. So if I told him he has a kul by me, you're not allowed to use it, because maybe he made this trumas maisa.
If I just told him he is meiser by me, you're allowed to eat it because he wouldn't make a trumas meiser. Why do we need this scenario that I want to buy it from you? This is lemal lemeret. The shaila is, did the father of the lady make a trumas meiser? So it's negate the lady. Is the lady allowed to eat it? So same to be chayish. Maybe it's trumas meiser. Oy da mei khoyshe shen klau sho so oviv tumas meise va adrabe khazak al khove shen imay tsi do va shen im suk mit akh shode ken dem rinem be khove shen meis ve nikh mit gur um leye peres that means between you and me if he would have made this tumas meise so there would be a big sign on this school no touch it's tumas meise and if there's no sign on it so kocho he didn't make a tumas meise so this whole thing you're talking about a chavah. So a chavah is careful that he should not leave over things that people can be nichshol with. V'yeshloima b'doichik. Aba amurru dike doichik. V'kosova the mistome oviv omobar. Now this thing, Yitaka right, the second kasha is amurru dike kasha. If his father would have made a tumis meiser, he would zichri to put a sign, or he'd tell his son, you know the kur that's in wherever the kur is, you know that's Trumas Maisa, you would tell him. Mustame oviv omaloi imhu mesukin oy ene mesukin. The father would have told him. The im loy notal domo. Now, if he would never would have sold it, rami anavshe lutzeirech atzmai. So the mail is like this. That means, so if the levy would be eating it himself. His father, Zichah, told him something about it. So now he has to just recollect, what did his father tell him? Tumas Maisa, Maisa. So he has to it's vague, but he'll sit down to remember, it's Nageim, should I eat it? Shouldn't I eat it? Can I eat it or not? Umitka, Sha'om Aloyovim. That means if the father told him that it's Trumas Maisa, so it slipped his mind, but he'll remember. V'im loy mitker. And if he does remember that his father ever told him anything about this school, chashvin alei becheskes masukim. So me avo, shenoy tol domo v'tzorech ha'cheirum, loy rami ha'mav sheye mitker. But if he's selling it to someone else, so why does he have to sit there for an hour to rack his brains if it was father did tell him or didn't tell him? It's not a game. It's Musa the Romulina. I'm not eating it. It's Ayana. That's a person. That when it's Negeya him, he's, this is a Shaila. Evil. But if it's not Negeya him, so he doesn't, he won't think twice. Elo Omar Rabashi. No, the next place is we have to learn. Oh. V'chinech shedul chabeirim litroim shaloi min hamukit. So it comes out from Agamore that Trumas Maisa is a dim min hamukit. Taima, the Zahm of Meseches Bikur. Trumas Maisa shovu lebikurim b'shnei drochim. Nitelus min hatoir ala tome. Yeah, just like Bikurim. B'shaloi min hamukit. Enough in the Mishnah. Trumas Maisa does not need min hamukif. Kasha number one. For Maname be Yerushalmi peg beis the Trumas, the Chol HaTeira Kula, Lameida o Melamda. In Chol HaTeira Kula, if it says a posik by one thing, so you can learn for that thing that the posik is speaking about, o Melamda, and it could teach another things also. Chutz mi Trumas Maisa, the posik was written by Trumas Maisa, and the purpose is not for Trumas Maisa, the purpose is for Trumas. The Betrumas Maisa ksiv, mimenu, minamukif, umuk milah betrumak doyla, vloy betrumas Maisa, ayir shalmi. But la Maisa, Trumak doyla needs minamukif, Trumas Maisa not need minamukif. בפרק הזוב אומרים, ישראל שומע לבן לוי, כור מייסר יש לך ביודי. ישראל שומע לבן לוי, כור מייסר יש לך ביודי. Rashoi ben Levi lasoi se trumas maisa al mokimacha. Yeah, he's allowed to make it. Told him, yes, Rabbiyadi, she's allowed to. This is the din of Mechusar Amone. Poche poich, atrumas maisa b'chimech shidu. There it says you're allowed to do it. There it says it's minamukim. Yes, loim. Midarabonon af trumas maisa boimukim. Midarabonon trumas maisa. He said that Mishnah that says that trumas maisa is daimila bikum, we don't need minamukim, that's minatoy. Minatoyre tru, and that's the Yerushalmi, that the posik mimenu is not going on trumas maisa, it's going on trumas gedoyla. That's minatoyre. The Rabbonon, you do need mukim. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says you need mukim. In the Rabbonon of Tumas Maisa boy mukim. Oh, the Kama Rashoi ben Levi. So what's Pshan, the Gemara of Metzia, the ben Levi is allowed to make it Tumas Maisa, mit Rabbonon you need mukim. Haino b'shabosus v'yamim toivim, d'shori k'damrinen b'ishe rabbe. Shabbos and Yontev, we'll see in a minute what this means. We'll just say a little further to understand what this means. Shabbos and Yontev, you could be mafrish shaloi min amukiv. Which means, just tell the case now, that means as follows. That means if a person has, nine oranges that are maisa. One afresh trumas maisa. Now there's another orange that's not by him. It's also his. You saw the Israel told him he has another orange there that's maisa. Tavol the trumas maisa. But it's not here. Now, how many oranges? He has nine oranges by him. There's another orange by the Israel. How many oranges does he need for Einik Shabbos? So now, if he needs nine oranges for Einik Shabbos, that means there's nine people in the family, each one gets an orange for Shabbos. And if one won't get an orange, there'll be, there won't be any Einik Shabbos for sure, because everyone needs an orange. So then, because of Einik Shabbos, he's allowed to take that orange with what the Yisrael told him. You have another orange over there. I'll make that trumas maisa. Ayit shaloi min amukif. We learn out from a posik that letzeirich oinik Shabbos allowed to be mafra shaloi min amukif. So memele, that what the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, that the Yisrael told the Ben Levi, you have an orange by me, that you can make it, he can make a trumas maisa. That's talking about Erev Shabbos. If he needs nine oranges for Einik Shabbos, so Memelis, he's allowed to make that orange trumas maisa, even though it's shaloi min amukim. V'koshe, the beperek ha-mavkit nam, the beperk ha-mafkit nam, ha-mafkit peiris eitzel chaver, afilu hein avudim. Reuven gave over peiris to Shimon, afilu hein avudim. They're getting lost, the rats are eating them up, they're getting lost. Lo yigabem, so the nifkat should not touch this. Don't sell it, just watch, don't sell it. Meforish chav nachm ba-yitzel b'gmar, why? Get money for him. So in Choshen Mishpat, there's a chiyuv on me to be mafkia this moment from the mafkid and get money for him. But I'm taking away this. I'm gonna sell his tefuah. So the din is in Hilchis Mominis, you have if there's a tzad sofik, that you have no right to sell the mammon. That means I think of all things before I go and sell his mammon. That means this is his mammon. So if there is a far possibility, there's a possibility maybe you can't sell it. It's not sellable because it's trumas maisa. So memele is this. It's not shchiach to occur, but it could happen. So therefore,
So that's why there were chayish. Maybe it was months an Erev Shabbos, and they needed Feinik Shabbos, and the show shlamin amukim k'damu b'isharab. Avo b'sham koymes leichayshina, not chayish tamu zay leishchichish. Shloishchichish eilay peiris. Sheyele peis v'beis v'le yele day le Shabbos and le yasr mi mokem achas. Such a case, he has 9 oranges and he needs 9 oranges. This is a milson le shchicha, but when it comes to Ilchus Mamanis, you're allowed to. I mean, you have to be chayish this in order that you shouldn't go and sell Yenim's Mamanis. Maybe you're not permitted to sell. Agavuch, I'd like to say for 1 minute, the Gemara learns out from a posik, Yevomis. Laman tilmad liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim, elu shabosis v'yomim toivim. And from this we learn out, shabos v'yomim toivim, and l'tzorech Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to be toivim shalom in Amukah. This we learn out, laman tilmad liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim, Elu Shabbosas Yomim Toiv. So, the drash is a very interesting drash. We learn out that there's the halach is, Letzoyrech Einik Shabbos, so to be mafri shalai min amukis. Where does it say this? Laman tilma yos v'shem akach kol hayomim. It's coming that Shabbos also. So that tells us shalai min amukis. Now what does this have to the pasuk? I mean, how do we see this in the pasuk? You'll have to be mafri shloim in amukiv, mantil meyirus Hashem alkecha kol hayomim. I'd like to say a vote that there's a murdike maral in Be'er HaGoyle. The maral says in Be'er HaGoyle, there are 2 things. There's, in Shabbos, there's shvisim in meloche, and there's oinik Shabbos. The maral says, shvisim in meloche, the vein shum was shavis. So we're also shavis. What is the Indian of Oynik Shabbos? You should be happy, what's the Indian of Oynik Shabbos? So the Maral says, Bo Oynik Shabbos Leimau. Oynik Shabbos is a message. Ki Hashem Yisboch Ishlam Es Oylam. Bloi Nimtso Chesorin Kla, when the Rebbein Shem created the world was Bishleimus. Rak HaKol Hu Bo Oynik Vahashlam. Everything is Bishleimus. That means, Chazal tells us, Toiv Ma'id Zu Amisa. Zu Yetzahore. The Bria was created by Shleimus. There was a Bria that was created with a Mordek Shleimus. So if the Bria is with a Mordek Shleimus, from a Mele, the Oynik is that we're Besimcha on this Bria. The Rebbein Shem created a Bria by Shleimus. Now, a person, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person will is manigas a Shabbos, it will be nitzel medina shal gehinnom. Why say nitzel medina shal gehinnom? Gehinnom was also created in the Sheishi Mebereishis. Now, the Rebbein Shalom says this is toiv me'oit. It's gewaldic gehinnom. So if a person, knowing that there is a gehinnom, and he's besimche, the Rebbein Shalom created it, so it's sichi good. Come out of the Rahman on the top of it. Gehenim is a male to Kazakh, it's here, it's whatever it is. So my male, if he's boinig on the Gehenim, is nitzel medinish al Gehenim. If he looks at the Gehenim in this perspective, he doesn't see ra in the Gehenim, he sees taiv in the Gehenim, so he'll never see ra in the Gehenim. Nitzel medinish al Gehenim. The same thing, Chemri Shom Mashiach, the Mechem is Goy Gemogay, the Maral says it's all the same thing. Dach Sechmir, that's Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is, we say, Hashem Hu Elokim. So that's what Hashem Hu Elokim means. That means, even though we see Midas Hadin, of Hashem Hu Elokim, it's Chachmin. Tilmad Le'yiras Hashem Alekecha Kol Hayomim, that you should always see, that's Hashem Alekecha, that the Midas Hadin is Chachmin. So Kol Hayomim. So that's coming to tell us, you should be Ma'anik the Shabbos to, and that is Meyid Hashem Alekecha. Maybe this, yes, problem, but God.